And so may I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. This time last year, I wasn't here in church celebrating Christmas, but rather I was down the road at the Pru waiting for the birth of my daughter. Now, I won't lie, it wasn't the most pleasant of times, and it took a fair amount of effort with the dedication of a good number of healthcare professionals who all crammed into the room to safely deliver her, screaming, covered in blood and muck, managing to cover everyone else in it as she came into the world at 1:29 on Christmas morning. They handed her to me to hold, mostly to get us out of the way, because there's a lot to do at that time. Now, there are so many expectations about what you should feel in a moment like that. But the truth is, at that moment, and despite all the busyness happening around me, I've never felt so alone or so afraid in all of my life, as I looked at this tiny life and wondered in words I can't repeat here, what on earth do I do now? It's so far removed from the images we are sold of birth, of life, of parenthood, of those images we see of the Holy Family, warm and safe in the clean straw of the stable. If you really think about it, how it would have been 2,000 years ago, we know that there would have been none of that cleanliness, none of that serenity. There would have been mud, there would have been blood, there would have been noise, there would have been fear. And again, at the centre of all of that storm and stress, a small life, that same question, what do we do now? In some ways, those feelings I had of being alone were entirely foolish, because you're never truly alone with a small child. They invade your life totally and completely, in the small hours of the night, in the times when you need to get out the door to get somewhere, in the times when you simply just want to be by yourself, or to get on with that bit of work, or just to simply use the toilet. They are always there. At such a young age, all they want to do is to be with you all of the time, wherever and whatever you are doing. The realities of life with a small child can seem very far removed from the weight and the cosmic significance of the gospel reading we had tonight, of heaven touching earth, of the Word, the essence of God coming to earth, bringing life and bringing hope. What was achieved in that reading could have been done in so many different ways. And yet the heart of the Christmas story is that God chose to come and to make his dwelling with us through the mess, through the chaos of a baby being born into a world without the resources of the NHS. Why? Many reasons. What I want to focus on tonight is simply that innate desire of a young child to be with you at all times, because you are their world. And they cannot bear to be away from you. There is something in that desire, something in that need, that reflects best the passion and the need of God to come and to be with us, to live our life and to be with us through it all. In our lives, we are often most comfortable when we are able to do things for people. Especially at this time of year, they're the gifts that we buy for others. The people who we have round for food or for a party. The money we give for charity. At this time, there's a lot that we can do for. But if we're honest, often being for isn't quite ever enough. Think of those gifts that you've bought when you really haven't got a clue what's required or what's wanted. So you just throw money at something, knowing that it's not really going to work. Think of the times you've had friends over for dinner, And you spend so much time rushing around in the kitchen, preparing the food, making sure it's right, making sure everything's perfect, until everything's eaten and they leave. But you don't really get the feeling you've seen them for the whole evening. Think of the charities you support, the donations you make, especially at this time of year, which may assuage some of those feelings of guilt as we realise how lucky we are compared to others. But it still never makes it fully go away, especially as those issues continue to be so prevalent in January. All of these situations, and many others like them, come about because we are very concerned about being for, of being active, of being responsible, but remaining distant to a degree, never fully being involved with the situation that's unfolding. For is very easy, but for is not how God chose to come and be with us and to work out his plan of salvation. Rather, he wanted to be with us. No separation, no isolation, no difference. To live our life with its mess and its glory. This is very much what we believe God is to be like. The reading from the Gospel this evening says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. Before there was anything else, there was with." Withness brings all things into being. It's all things are made to be in a relationship with God. It speaks very much about the core designs and the plans of the Creator for this world, to be with it and for us to be with him. With is not easy. It's simpler to keep our distances, to keep those barriers up, to keep the divisions between us and them, those who we are for and those whom we are against. But the tremendous risk of being with, of sitting alongside friends, relations, those in need, actually being open to their needs, their fears, their desires, and offering the same in return to them, is the heart of what it truly means to be with. And that can hurt sometimes. It can lead to rejection. It can make us weak when we'd rather not be. It is perhaps easier to carry on being for, to doing those things without ever really thinking about the core of the issues. Being with, particularly in the last few years, when we've had such a tumultuous time in our politics, in our identity as a country, it's much easier to form and entrench those divisions. When we hear about the possibility of reconciliation, perhaps our first reaction is, well, no, I don't want to. It's easier to stay where I am. And that's perhaps normal and perhaps quite natural. It's easier to carry on as we are. Being with those who are not on the same side of us is not easy. It's not easy to look past our ideals, past our judgments, to actually see the person on the other side of those opinions. But the hope we have tonight is that it is possible to do those things, because that far larger gulf between humanity and God was overcome by his desire to be with us. When I look back on that fear and that anxiety I had as I held Isabel for the first time a year ago, I realised that part of that was rooted in the realisation that my world had shifted slightly. My old certainties and my ability to do things as I wanted without limit or restraint were gone. She was with me, and my world was changed forever, whether I was ready or not for that. As we come to celebrate Christmas and the birth of the Christ child, how much greater that change is which it brings in. The one who comes to be with us changes the world irrevocably. We may not feel ready for it, but it's happened, and we have to come to terms with it. The gulf between humanity and God has been closed, and God has come to be with us in our lives, in its sadness, in its joys, in its challenges. Regardless of whether we have families, whether we've lost them, whether we've never had them, Christ comes to be with all of us. And because of that, the whole world can never be the same. The joy that should bring truly is great. It doesn't mean life will be simple or easy. A God who comes to be with us is not a God who promises to do things for us, to fix things magically without cost or without effort. Rather, through it all, he promises to be with us in our lives, and to make something more of it in that sharing. He came to be born with us, to share in our life, even at the cost of being rejected and executed for his message. But then we believe that not even death itself could stop him from being with us. Because of that, the world is never the same again. The good news of Christmas, which we celebrate now, is the good news of Emmanuel, that God promises to be with us, and because of that, we can never truly be alone again. Seeing as it's after midnight, may I be the first to wish you all a happy and holy Christmas. Amen.